going, and there is podcast audio over there. All right, things are interesting. Good.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some comrades whose names we know and some whose names. Sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
My name is Lieutenant Aldo Rain, and I'm putting together a special team, and I need me 8 soldiers. 8 Jewish American soldiers. Now, y'all might have heard rumors about the Armada happening soon. Well, we'll be leaving a little earlier. We're going to be dropped into France dressed as civilians. Once we're in enemy territory, as a bushwhacking guerrilla army, we're going to be doing one thing and one thing only: killing Nazis. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I sure as hell didn't come down from the goddamn Smoky Mountains, cross 5,000 miles of water, fight my way through half of Sicily, and jump out of a fucking aeroplane to teach the Nazis lessons in humanity. Nazi ain't got no humanity. They're the foot soldiers of a Jew-hating, mass-murdering maniac, and they need to be destroyed. That's why any and every sumbitch we find wearing a Nazi uniform, they're gonna die. Now, I'm the direct descendant of the mountain man Jim Bridger. That means I got a little engine in me. And our battle plan will be that of an Apache resistance. We will be cruel to the Germans. And through our cruelty, they will know who we are. And they will find the evidence of our cruelty in the disemboweled, dismembered, and disfigured bodies of their brothers we leave behind us. German won't be able to help themselves. But imagine the cruelty their brothers endured at our hands, and our boot heels, and the edge of our knives. And the German will be sickened by us. And the German will talk about us. And the German will fear us. When the German closes their eyes at night, and they're tortured by their subconscious for the evil they have done, it will be with thoughts of us that they are tortured with. Sound good?
Yes, sir!
That's what I like to hear. But I got a word of warning for all you would-be warriors. When you join my command, you take on debit. A debit you owe me, personally. Each and every man under my command owes me 100 Nazi scalps. And I want my scalps. And all y'all will get me 100 Nazi scalps taken from the heads of 100 dead Nazis. Or you will die trying.
All right. A lot of folks may not know that is the new Antifa speech that just came out. That was not Bradman Pittler. All right, that was fucking Antifa, as Brian Fisher would say.
Antifa, yes.
Antifa. And I'm pretty sure he says that because he wants it to make it sound black.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, because think about, like, if he says it like that, it makes his racist audience think, black girl names, Antifa, fuck that, I'm angry now.
So you mean they had to stop thinking about gay sex for 5 minutes?
You mean Nazi gay sex? It really just Nazi 6 degrees of Nazi-ration.
Yeah.
Holy shit, who's over there doing stuff? There's Theo Logo in the archive chat space from the Twitter to the Facebooks.
Yes.
There's Fallon Logo, FallonKitty.com. There's Tally Logo. Why is Facebooks does not want me to see Tally Logo's comment? It says, I think it says I don't get to watch the live again. Ah, shit, fucking capitalism. I think it's gotta work. See, that's not fair, but look at Adam Sandler, though. Right.
What? Capitalism rewards innovation.
Creative innovation. Innovation.
Also, CEOs do deserve to make $10,000 an hour because they have higher IQs than you.
That's all that? So, basically, so everyone with a high IQ?
Yes.
So, Phoenix Kalita should be getting...
I should be getting $10,000 an hour. It's weird how... That theory doesn't work to me, which if y'all missed it, I had a fantastic, I think, almost 3 day long random Twitter thing with this white supremacist boy, because I made a tweet saying something like, I can't justify CEOs making $10,000 an hour when their employees make $10 an hour, you know, something like that. And he felt a need to get in my mentions and be like, well, but... They have higher IQs, and CEOs do most of the work. I don't know if you knew that, William. CEOs do most of the work.
Yeah, that's who's in the drive-thru giving me my fucking French fries.
Yes, they're the innovators, and they are the creators, and they're the engineers, and they're the ones who show the people on the bottom with, like, all the shit that CEOs don't actually fucking do. And then when it got to the high IQ part, I was like, oh, he's gonna go fucking straight Nazi. And then, of course, he did. It turned into, you just don't like it because you don't have a high IQ, because studies show black people have low IQs. And then it just turned into, apparently, they don't call each other white people anymore. They call themselves the people of light.
Oh, fuck. We made fun of that.
We did. He shared that fucking meme of, like, a black hand and a white hand, like, you know, like, holding hands. It was like, the people of light and the people of color need to work together. And really, his idea of working together was just get all the black people back in Africa and let us have Europe and America and let it be white and only white. So it was fun. And then he was, you know, doing the typical citing the false stats. So anyways, that's, if I make jokes about IQ... It's because I saw a lot of IQ references in my Twitter mentions, and it amused me. You know.
Oh, it's Fallon Loco's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, guess what, nigga? I got a birthday rap for you on this episode. I got a little funky rhyme.
Yes.
Yeah. Funky fresh.
I forgot to tweet that we're recording. I should fucking do that, huh? I should.
Yep, and the you can retweet it from the at the Father Teresa.
I'd be forgetting that.
Yeah, it auto tweeted it when I posted it to the website.
Yeah, I'd be forgetting that. Wait, do you want your? Are we starting with Alex Jones? Or are we ending with Alex Jones?
Starting.
All right.
Going in with the Jones. Mr. Jones and me.
Preferably not with me, because no. No.
Oh, no. Tally Loco said, I finally get to watch the program live. Okay.
Excellent.
That is fucking blacker than expected. What kind of sentence is that?
Not the weirdest one that's ever come out of this podcast, so don't worry about it.
We don't say weird things on this program.
Really?
Ever.
Uh-huh.
Nothing.
You said that like people haven't been listening to this shit.
So basically what you folks are going to be doing is listening to Alex Jones with me. And you leave your comments, too, on what you think. You know we be in the archived chat space. And you folks that are checking the archive, apparently you don't like it live. You don't do it live like Bill O'Reilly.
Fuck it. Do it live.
Fuck it. I'll do the... We'll do it live. Oh, man.
That was a great moment.
Really? That guy lost custody of his kids. No shit.
Well, I mean, but Alex Jones didn't, so.
No shit.
Right?
And the judge was a cis woman.
Yep.
White women. What is happening? And white women, stop calling people hun. Don't just ask them. Ask first if people want to be called hun. You have no idea how fucking obnoxious you sound. Say hun. Call everybody fucking hun. Shut up. Stop that.
Obviously, someone in the workplace kept calling William hun today, and he was unappreciative.
It didn't last long, because I'm me.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, and then fucking somebody, there was a woman at work that I worked with last week, and she told me, she showed me this cat that had been bothering her, and I was like, if you want to, like, I'll go with you to the human resources department and report him for sexual harassment, and, mm-hmm. you know, like, and I'll go with you. You know, and I'll stand by you, like, on the, because I, he, like, while I'm working with her, he walked up and got, like, all up in her shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, touching close.
Yeah, and she was, like, touching her, like, chest and stomach and stuff.
That was the other fucking guy. I was like, Jesus. I'll go and report these fucking guys. You know, but, like, she was like, nah, she said she'll try to talk to him again on the bus. She's on the busing system mm-hmm. From the city to the suburbs to be exploited in the factory. And, but I worked with that guy.
Yeah.
He did not have a good day today. It was awkward for him. He felt belittled and disrespected.
Oh, well.
Yeah. All right. Fucking Alex Jones.
Yes.
Let's say all the words again.
Mm-hmm.
I started listening to this cat in 2015 because I wanted to know what was going on. Like, because I see people making fun of him. I'm like, well, is this guy weird? Because I think I had heard, like, a clip. And I had played a clip on the podcast where he was talking about atheists. Like, back when the podcast was new, and it was the Greatest Black Atheist Show. It was a funny mm-hmm. show. And so I figured, I'm just going to play his whole shows, the InfoWars. And I was like, fuck, 3 hours? Okay. So I'm fucking playing that shit. And, like, episode after episode, I'm like, this dude is a raging neo-Confederate Southern white supremacist. Because, mm-hmm. like, when I first started playing it for a couple weeks, he would start the show with some fuck these Black Lives Matters niggas, fuck them, black people are killing cops, they're bad, they're dangerous, and then after that, he would launch into a gun commercial, either to sell a gun or to upgrade your gun so that you wouldn't have, like, some muzzle rise. It was something so you wouldn't have muzzle rise on your brrrr type of gun. Fully automatic? Is that what those are?
Yeah.
On your fully automatic gun, he would say, fuck black people, they're dangerous and they're killing cops, and then he would tell you how to fix your gun so you can shoot straight. Like, that's what I heard for a couple weeks. And from then on, up until early 2017, then I started working a different position in the factory, and I couldn't listen to podcasts all day. But every once in a while, I dip back into it. And this morning, I'm just getting ready for work and playing the Jones. And I see he's trying to get people killed again.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing in this first segment of the first long, probably a long segment of the program, you're going to be rocking with me on it. And we're going to talk about it. All right. So we're starting in at 6 minutes and 46 seconds of his July 31st episode. And today is August 1st. 2018. So I have been told.
Oh my god. Can we also just point in as like a little tiny extra context that a couple days ago he had videos that got taken off Facebook. His Facebook lives got taken down because he was suggesting that Robert Mueller is a pedophile child rapist and some good guy with a gun should maybe fix that problem. Yeah.
And that's kind of like what Trumbull-Stiltskin said when he was talking about Hillary Clinton. And he was like, you know, somebody could do something about that. Maybe some of the Second Amendment folks out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and quite frankly, I think Alex Jones and Donald Trump are the most honest representation of you Europeans in McMurka. All right. Let's see, fuckers.
Patriot prayer group. Multiracial, liberty-loving group.
Okay, what he's talking about there, right where we press start, he's talking about a multiracial, liberty-loving prayer group that involves white people, black people, and the word he used was transsexuals. You know, we typically say transgender folks, because we're populist, so we put the folks on it. We're not GDs. We don't gangbang. Okay, don't. I don't need anybody kicking in the door to Vice Lord, nigga. Like, I don't need these problems. And so, and he's saying that Antifa went into a prayer group and beat up black folks and white folks and transsexuals praying together, which is something that's always going on.
It is always going on.
Yeah, we know how white Christians have prayer groups with the transgender homies.
Yeah, it's called conversion therapy.
Ooh, Jesus. Which, that was what one of the folks on a recent season of RuPaul's Drag Race was a victim of that.
Yeah.
It was the real... It wasn't a very good queen, I know that. Mm. All right, forgot their name. All right, let's see. All right, so Jones.
Who has been attacked by Antifa repeatedly. And so they've been caught beating up women, children, you name it. That even mainstream news admits the Antifa comes and they launch the attacks. Well, now Antifa says they're bringing guns.
All right. So Alex Jones telling his audience, keep in mind, it's Alex Jones' audience. He's telling them that Antifa's bringing guns.
Mm-hmm. Also, Peep Out, that's something he does a lot, too. He says, well, the mainstream media even admitted it, but then never cites a source like who? Was it MSNBC? Mm-hmm. CNN? Like a local Fox station?
Somebody. Nigga, ABC? The British broadcast. Always, if you're going to search it, always search British broadcast. Don't just type in BBC and hit search.
Did you have a bad experience?
Nah, not bad. I'm not homophobic. You know, I'm like, oh, that's a handsome one, you know? It's a good-looking feller. But it's like, this is not productive.
That's not what I was looking for.
Potentially reproductive, but not productive. I'm trying to find the news here. I'm literally just looking for the Woman's Hour podcast.
Well?
And I totally didn't find that.
No, no, no.
All right, let's see.
They say after the Nazis attacked us unwarrantedly, they actually put this out on their official Antifa page.
The official,
what the fuck is the official Antifa page?
I don't know. I want to find it. I want to support the official Antifa page.
Yeah, I would
page.
Love to support the official Antifa page. Because we all know they are like a very specific social hierarchy run like a corporation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fucking, the board of Antifers.
Yeah.
All those fuckers, man. VP of Antif.
Yeah.
Total upside down world. After the Nazis attacked us, it's clear we're going to have to take them out and, quote, eliminate them. And so we're bringing guns.
And I, so that's how the official board of directors of Antifa talks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're bringing guns.
Yeah, that seems like something they would say.
Or that's how they would type something. An official message.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
An official message that nobody can find, but yes. And also he said it was a direct quote.
Yep.
So
verbate.
All right.
From Infowars.com.
Maybe.
So think about that, folks. A prayer group goes out to exercise free speech in America.
I didn't pause it. That's his own pauses in between his sentences.
I have a theory about that we'll get to later. That, like, that particular pause.
Yeah.
Because they beat up even folks at 4th of July parades now in Portland, San Francisco, and other areas. These are such anti-American hate mongers. You can't...
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure, like, how come that wasn't all over everything? So Antifa was beating up folks right. at multiple 4th of July parades.
Yes. Which I think also speaks to how deep the echo chamber is, because even as much as, like, the Democrats are opposed to the Republicans on a certain level, like, they're still quite patriotic. Overall, Democrats still fucking love the 4th of July. So, like, MSNBC would have reported it. If Antifa actually did that, fucking Rachel Maddow would have said something, but that's how deep they are in their echo chamber that they literally think every person who's, like, anything left of center is, like, Antifa, anarchist, like, you know, yeah. Fucking fuck the government. Like, it's just, you know.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's because you know that the Democrats like to beef with the left, and so I don't play every episode, but I at least see the title and description of Mr. Top Hat and Monocle himself, Benjamin Dixon. Like, he would have covered that if Antifa was just beating up folks at at 4th of July parades. Yeah, okay. All right, Jones.
Wear American flags in public schools. The Ninth Circuit's ruled that it's evil and a hate symbol. The city of Austin's officially trying to change the name from Austin, saying it's racist. Here's video of them physically attacking.
I like how you didn't say what they're changing it to. Let's. You want to look that up, see if the city of Austin is trying to change the name from Austin because it's racist. Because again, that's just what, he just threw that out there.
Yeah, he does. That's the thing, because he knows his audience doesn't fact check. Which is the thing, because he's like the anti-corporate media, so he is the only one who has the truth, because even if corporate media does report on it, you can't trust them. You can only trust him. Very fucking cultish.
Him and Paul Joseph Watson. Paul Watson. Paul. Paul from Tekken 2, PlayStation, 1997. Have fun.
A transsexual.
Oh, let's take that back. Okay, cause that's where he's claiming that a one of the transgender homies was beat up by Antifa at a prayer business. A prayer business. This is how I talk. Whoop. Okay, running start. That's his pause. That's Jones pausing. What up?
So the city of Austin is actually considering changing street names like Dixie Drive, Confederate Avenue, and Plantation Road because slavery references.
Yeah. That's pretty reasonable.
I don't think changing something called Plantation Road is necessarily some, like, fucking crazy SJW shit. I don't know, man. It's called Plantation Road.
Florida has a city called Plantation. And that used to be a bumper on the show, was me and was Frickface finding out that existed. Wait, what happened to my VLC media player? That gummit.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we're going to have to catch it back up.
No.
And Antifa Page. Total upside down world. City of Austin's officially trying to change the name from Austin, saying it's racist. Here's video of them physically attacking a transsexual. But the left loves all that.
He did. You don't realize he didn't, like, he said, here's video, and he didn't say, like, and then look at this, and then here's this part. And then
right, right.
Like, and then he just kept talking and said, but the left loves this.
Right, because you know how, which is like, I'm so confused. Are we like the radical SJWs who want to make all your children trans, or are we the people that love to beat up trans people? Like, I don't know what's happening anymore.
Yeah, and I follow, like, quite a few trans folks. Like, I tend to forget, because, like, if I think about it, like, yeah, a lot. And then, like, even the page I follow, Tranarchy. Mm. Like, if that was going on, Tranarchy wouldn't have posted a dope-ass comic of, like, Antifa superhero. It's a dope-ass little comic.
Nice.
It's fucking fresh. I made it the image for the episode.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is so sick, so evil. Again, we're a radio show, simulcast on television if you're a radio listener, obviously. You can always go to Infowars.com/show if you want to see the free feeds. But continuing here, Joey Gibson's going to be popping in to discuss the prayer group that he's having the third rally there. And it's so sick, it's so evil to see how vicious these people are. But getting back to the Antifa.
Yeah.
We have an article on Infowars.com that details it all. And what's crazy about it is when you read the article, there's no thought process to these people. There's no logic. They say, well, the Nazis keep attacking us, and they're violent, and they're attacking people of color, and they're attacking LGBT people. And so now we're going to bring guns and eliminate them.
All right. That's it. Again, telling his audience that they're going to, that the Antifa is going to bring guns and eliminate them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then let's take a look. There's Elizabeth Loco, the crops person, said, but Maxine Waters was calling for insurrection by advocating civil disobedience. These people are calling for targeted assassinations. Yeah, he did that shit with a noted white woman, noted supreme Becky-ish white woman, Madonna. when she was talking about Trumple Stiltskin. Like, he fucking sicked his audience after her, but she's got too much money to be touched by them. But Antifa don't got Madonna money. She can, like, Antifa can be touched. Amy Loco said that voice is just devilish. Yeah, like, I think he generally lives his life as the greatest Yosemite Sam impression ever. Alcimity Jones, quite frank. Hmm. And Theo Loco said, we got a highway called Old Dixie.
Yeah,
Old Dixie out there in Texas.
Yeah. I actually went to the InfoWars page to see if I could find the what he was talking about Antifa beating people up, and I don't. I do, however, see something that says, Fox News attacks Alex Jones but shows no clips. Why can't mainstream media provide evidence for their claims? What? All right. What?
Wait, how come they can't provide fucking evidence for their claims?
That
they
claimed did.
That Fox News attacked them.
Yes.
While he was at a prayer meeting?
Maybe.
With black people and white people and transgender folks?
Maybe.
The fuck? Alex Jones.
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, you have a prayer event that's got white people, black people, transsexuals, you name it. And they get beat up and attacked in Portland, in San Francisco, you name it. And because people fight back, they then say, the Nazis are attacking the LGBT. And
really? Because you know how Antifa beats up gay folks and black folks that are praying together, and then they fight back, and then Antifa calls them Nazis and says they're going to get guns.
Yes, that happens all the time. Everybody knows that.
Why wouldn't my alt-left ass know about that?
Because you do know, you're just not telling people because you are in the gang and snitches get stitches because everyone on the left is Antifa. And so we're just not telling.
And is it, what about you? It's not showing up in your feed because Russia hacked your feed?
Russia hacked my feed.
Fucking. Yeah. And then, so by that way, they're Putin you in an echo chamber.
They are Putin me in an echo chamber. That is the worst fucking pun all day. All right.
Dad jokes and dashikis, baby.
And the black people. And so we've got to go out to the event with guns and eliminate them.
If you notice, he repeats himself a bit. Like, you first heard that at 7 minutes in, and now he's saying it again at 9 minutes in, almost 10.
It'd be like if you were walking down the street and you walked by a blue car.
Okay. Yeah?
And a crazy person runs out from the bushes and says, get back! That's a red dragon! It will eat you!
Yeah?
And you go, no, it's a blue... a baby blue sedan.
Yeah?
Looks like it's an old LTD or something.
Okay.
They're like, no, it's a red dragon. Oh, get back. And they start stabbing it. Oh, my gosh, we've got prayer vigils. We can't allow those. So they beat up people.
So prayer vigils are like cars or dragons?
I think he confused himself. he was just busting a freestyle, and it went smooth the fuck off the rails.
Three events back. So then men showed up.
That's like that moment when on the MSDNC when Barry Hussein won the 2012 and they got their panel up late at night and Chris Matthews said, thank goodness for that Hurricane Sandy. That really helped Obama win. It's just like you got a little too excited. And then of course he did the fucking, you know, the Melissa Harris Perry thing the next day. Fucking, you know, put some vinegar on his eyes and dish up a cry and, I'm so sorry. All right.
To stand up against him. They physically attack them, get their butts kicked. And so then.
Yeah.
They show up.
Okay.
At the next event and attack.
He's not sure what his... what's your theory on his pauses? Go for it.
Oh, I think that he's right now in this particular moment because of lawsuits against InfoWars and against him. He's trying to lean extra hard on the free speech shit. So he's trying to spin everything back to gun rights and free speech because that's what he's getting sued over. And that's like his official court statement. Which, yeah.
Matter of fact, you got some of that info on you now. Let's do our own info wars. Yeah, we'll do so our own Venus Kalita was looking into some business.
I was, right.
On Alcimity Jones.
Right, okay. So there's at least 3 pending lawsuits either against Alex Jones personally and or InfoWars right now. So one of them is from Leonard Posner and Veronique de la Rosa, who are parents of one of the Sandy Hook victims. And Alex Jones has, like, since Sandy Hook fucking happened, been saying that, like, it's, you know, a false flag, they're crisis actors, that these people made it up, and, you know, all this horrible shit. And so Alex Jones supporters keep doxing these people. So since Sandy Hook happened and their kid died, they've had to move 7 different times because their stuff keeps getting out on the internet. And now they're suing Jones. They didn't sue him before, but apparently this woman named Lucy Richards, who, by the way, I know a lot of people think, like, this alt-right shit, it's like fucking, like, angry 20-year-olds who live in their mom's basement shit. Lucy Richards is 57. Just keep that in mind. She's, like, basically a fucking senior citizen. And she got 5 months in jail, and for the next 3 years is not allowed to access InfoWars at all because she started sending death threats to these people, saying, like, they deserve to die for lying about Sandy Hook and shit like that. So that's what Alex Jones supporters do. And his then in Alex Jones said in an interview with Anderson Cooper and this Veronique de la Rosa, the one whose son died at Sandy Hook, he said it was a fake interview. They did it behind a green screen. It wasn't even a real interview. You know, blah, blah, blah. And so Jones says that's not true. And they're suing him for saying that wasn't true. And Jones' lawyer said, well, you can't believe what he says. No reasonable person would. Therefore, your lawsuit is invalid. They're trying to have the lawsuit dismissed on the idea that what he says isn't actually fucking true. I'm just like, what? And then there's someone named Marcel Fontaine, who somebody took a picture of him wearing a communist shirt and put it on 4chan. And then InfoWars took the picture from 4chan and said that he was Nicholas Cruz, the school shooter, the, was it the Marjorie Stone Douglas, Parkland shooter?
Yeah.
And so they said it was him, so he's been doxxed, and he keeps getting doxxed, and he keeps getting death threats, because Alex Jones fans are convinced that it wasn't Nicholas Cruz, it was this fucking guy who did the shooting. So he's also suing Alex Jones. So a lot of people are suing Alex Jones right now. Yes, that individual is the one... That is Lucy Richards, the one who was sending death threats to parents of Sandy Hook victims, saying that they deserved to die and death was coming for them because they lied about Sandy Hook.
And that's for the folks looking at the Facebook Live or the YouTube upload. We have the image in the background.
Yes.
Yeah, that is Lucy Richards.
Yes.
57 years elder.
Mm-hmm. And of course, like, the wild thing is while this is going on... another thing his lawyers are saying is that, I'm trying to find the direct quote here, is that they're only doing this because they're trying to get gun legislation passed. So they're suing Alex Jones for getting them doxxed to pass gun legislation, apparently. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why I would sue him. And this is a previous mugshot of Lucy Richards because she gets arrested a lot.
Yes.
That was her getting arrested for some other shit, mm-hmm. when she was obviously not 57.
Right. According to Jones' lawyer, Mark Enoch, the true intention behind filing the lawsuit is to silence those who openly oppose their very public efforts to ban the sale of certain weapons, ammunition, and accessories, and to pass new laws relating to gun registration and to limit free speech. Apparently, that's why the parents of Sandy Hook are suing. So, yeah, there's kind of a lot going on with this. But, yeah, so I think that he's, like, probably stressed with that because he's standing to lose a lot of money if he loses. But also, he's really got to double down on, like, the free speech and the guns. We need free speech and we need guns. So this is, like, very First Amendment, very Second Amendment heavy. Because I've noticed almost all his pauses are when he's trying to talk about free speech or guns. And I wonder if that's just because he's trying to find a way to spin things for his... listeners, considering his current legal troubles. Yes.
They're not really legal troubles. They're just anti-freedom activist judges in the courts.
Anti-freedom activist judges, yes.
Liberal lawyers lying about lemon cake.
mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
A little more Jones audio, and then we'll take our first break, and Fallon Matthew, you get your birthday rap, nigga.
Yes.
people first again. So then they get responded to.
Yeah. Okay,
people defend. And now they're going to show up with guns because they say, we're not going to let these racist, evil people on the streets of America. We're going to deplatform them from their First Amendment because we've dehumanized them and called them all these names that aren't even true. And now we're going to take their rights, which is exactly what they do to me. They tell all these giant lies and they have the headlines everywhere. Jones has been removed off Facebook and off YouTube. That's not even true. We were given fake strikes. The last ones they put on months ago, they had to remove and admit it were fake. Lying about what we said about Parkland. Now they've done it again, saying that I endangered a child and beat up a child. They never show where it was.
Well, that's because your doors were closed in your house.
Shit, I wouldn't be surprised.
Hey, I'm just making logical assumptions.
Yeah.
They never show who it is. They just say, Jones abused a child. He's about to be banned from the internet.
Wait, can you look that one up? See if anyone asked. Who said that? Someone claimed Alex Jones abused a child. Like, did anyone even say that? Or is he? Because again, he knows his target audience is not going to look for it.
Right. And of course, also because of like the obsession they have around allegedly child trafficking, right? Like the Pizzagate shit.
Yeah.
So it's like they're using what they do against us. Like, you know, like that kind of, like they're projecting what they do onto us. And they're saying we do these bad things too. Like, yeah, I can see that.
And then they extrapolate that in USA Today. Never.
I'm surprised excuse me being a bit pompous right here. Little surprised he knows the word extrapolate. All right, continuing.
Where else? Jones has got to be deplatformed. You know, the London Independent, especially, you know, the Brits hate free speech over there, the folks that control that island nation.
Wait, Britain's an island nation?
I guess. It just sounds like a way to throw shade at it.
All right. Taking a look at the archived chat space, Amy Loco, hashtag Madam El Presidente, and it's become a mythical feature. As Theo Loco pointed out, bowling grizzine.
Yes, but let us all take a moment of silence for the victims of the Bowling Green massacre.
And what Fallon Loco said, I'm honestly surprised he wasn't sued sooner. He said some blatantly untrue hate-mongering stuff, which led to people being doxxed, harassed, etc. Now, now that's also interesting. Like, to the idea of, like, looking back over Alex Jones going back to the 90s, has he been sued before?
I found that today too. There have been times that he's been sued for saying things that were untrue, and a few times he's been able to get those cases dismissed under free speech laws by saying, I was just giving an opinion. I didn't actually tell anyone to go kill someone, so it's not my fault what happened.
Yeah. In the Free Republic of Texas.
And the UK. So they've got even more deceptive articles about Jones was banned from YouTube and Facebook. But he hasn't been banned yet from Spotify and iTunes, but he needs to be, and he needs to be banned from Amazon. The precedent of him being banned for hate speech and abusing a child is absolutely imperative that he be removed. And then nowhere in thousands of articles does it show me abusing the child or me doing any of this. It's all a giant hoax, just like they do about the president.
I literally can't find anything of anyone accusing him of abusing children, like his own or anyone else's.
So that's just some shit that's in the back of his own head that people might think that I'm abusing children.
Like, at the most, there's the stuff with the custody battle, but we don't have the court documents on everything on there. All we know is his wife said basically, like, he acts this way at home and it's not healthy for the kids.
Huh?
Kind of thing, but like, I see nothing about like hitting kids, sexually abusing kids, like physically abusing kids. Like, I see nothing.
You know what's funny is if he's just talking about this podcast, because who the fuck else is covering it? Like, might be like, there's these two Negroes, one of them is very high yellow, very high cheekbones, very pretty looking, but that's not the focus.
I have no problem with the colors, but these two.
I mean, he had that black woman working at InfoWars. She had a good time.
Oh, and apparently he's trying to put his son on InfoWars to defend him for going after the Parkland kids. Maybe that's what they're talking about?
Oh, God.
Because his oldest kid is 15. His son, named Rex of all fucking things, Rex. Maybe that's what he's talking about? Because his wife said she's going to sue him to prevent him from putting their son on InfoWars to talk shit about the Parkland survivors. Maybe that's what he's referring to. I don't fucking know. But again, the words abuse are not in here. Because when I think abuse, as it's typically used, it usually means like beating someone or sexually assaulting someone or something.
Yeah.
So I'm not...
Alright, so we're not finding it. Alright, so on that note of not finding abuse, let me take one more look at the archive chat space before we go to the first Grizzake.
Look right. At his smug fucking face.
That's Alex Jones' son.
Yeah, and he's challenging David Hogg to a debate on InfoWars.
Holy shit, me. Oh, the camera's not over there anymore.
Get
that image up there for the Face Booze Live viewer fires that like to see things. Yeah. God damn. Okay, so that's Jones' son. Alright, so let me see. Archive chat space, right before we go to Britnake. Amy Loco said his guilty conscience? Probably. Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth Loco, the Crofts person, said Jones needs to be banned from life. We've said things like that on this program. And Amy Loco, one more, said it seems he's taking labored breaths between lies, and that life ban may be close.
We can only hope.
Oh, yeah. Hey, elect me Emperor William. It's going to be a lot of life bans. Ain't going to be no 30-day ban, Chief. All right, it's not going to be something you posted was... Nah, son. All right, so let's get into this one. Has Fallon Loco's birthday rap and a comedian. We're going back in time to a comedian talking about punching Nazis.
Mm.
Very cogent, light-skinned feller. I think it might be a-rabified, something mm-hmm. like that there. All right, and just have a good time.
Kill somebody and go have some chicken at KFC.
I tell you, I think the racist... garbage coming from the a lot of blacks right now who are just filled with bitterness and rage is just amazing to me. It is racism.
And it all started, you know, it all started with that stupid Richard Spencer article, like near the end of last year, right? It was like, oh, look at this dapper Nazi who doesn't dress the way we thought he would. Here's an in-depth interview where he gets to hear all of his fucked up ideas in a mainstream media outlet, which then led to more interviews with other Nazis in mainstream media outlets. And then Richard Spencer got punched in the face, right? Which was an amazing moment in comedy history. Because, I don't know if you know, Richard Spencer was being interviewed, and in the interview he was asked about his Pepe the Frog badge. So he was trying to explain a meme, and then out of nowhere a hero came along and punched him in the face, instantly turning him into a meme. It's like casting a spell. And then every white liberal came out of the woodwork going, I don't know. That's what we should be doing. Should we really be applauding someone for punching a Nazi? Is that how we want to have political conversation? Shouldn't we hear people out? If you punch a Nazi, it doesn't make you as bad as one. You know what we should do with Nazis? We should debate them, and we should defeat them in the marketplace of ideas. I don't really know where that is. I would like to defeat Nazis on planet Earth first. And then after we eradicate them here, you can fight them in the marketplace of ideas. Fucking Narnia, Mordor. Whatever imaginary realm it is that you think Nazis can be constructively debated, go for it, right? People get very upset. Oh, I just support political violence. Do you want me to support political? Just slow down, okay? Do I support political violence? We're talking about punching fascists in the face, not suicide bombing, okay? Relax. Why do I support political? Why the fuck are you a volunteer Nazi safety advocate is my question. That's the funny thing to be concerned about, the well-being of hypothetical Nazis. Well, it's a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope. Who gets to decide? Who gets to decide who gets punched in the face? If you punch a Nazi, who's next? Hopefully more Nazis. Why would you only punch one? That doesn't seem right.
Now if you gotta punch a Nazi in the shit and stop him with your fist, then ball him the fuck up and sock him in the lips. But why stop there when he hits the floor? Treat him like Busta Rhymes and give a little more. Then your liberal friends that try to tell you who's wrong, tell you to debate the issue with some nuance. But debate these nuts is all I say. Pinchy wait, I know my miss way. Now a hotel, motel, the wine cellar's in the house. Tie a Nazi up with their own bootstraps and shove an M80 in their mouth. Now a hotel, motel, there's Pepe croaking on a log. I'm a science teacher that uses chainsaws when it's time to dissect a frog.
The news is a shit show these days, and we're here to give you a break from the white supremacist media bullshit by bringing you the shitty news, so that you can feel less like shit because you know the people discussing all the fucked up shit give a shit about you and the shitty situations you deal with every day. So shit. Pour yourself a glass and settle in for Father Teresa's Wine Cellar.
All right. WineCellarMedia.com. Don't forget to stop by the Stitcher Radio. Leave a 5-star review. iTunes, leave a 5-star review. That shit helps. And follow Phoenix Kalita on the Twitters, Uppity Negress, at Uppity Negress, 2 P's, 2 T's, 2 S's. I was on the Twitters. I think I made like 3 or 4 tweets. Pretty good stuff. I'm very heavy on there.
Wow, 3 or 4 tweets, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Okay.
I think I even used a hashtag, Hood Progressives.
All right.
Yeah, I think I did that 2 times. Maybe. I don't think I remember one of those times. It's just too much tweeting. I can't remember them all. I can't be held accountable for the high volume of tweets.
Yes.
Tally Logo said, taking breaks, doing Antifa things. That's right.
Yes.
I had to get my guns for all the Nazis.
All the guns. We have all the guns. Which is like fun because you know who actually, now that the Great White Hope is in office and they are running the government, guess what Florida did?
Why?
They took away some people's guns now that Obama's gone.
That is like the least meanwhile in Florida story ever. So Florida, is Florida trying to be less Florida?
I don't know what the fuck Florida is doing, actually.
Wait, what's the story? You have it.
Yeah, so apparently it's not Obama coming for your guns, it's the Republicans.
Jesus Christ.
Hundreds of gun owners of Florida have been ordered to give up their guns under a new law that took effect today after the deadly Parkland shooting in February, according to a report published Monday. The risk protection order signed by Governor Rick Scott just 3 weeks after a gunman killed 17 people at Stoneman Douglas aims to temporarily remove weapons from gun owners who have been deemed by a judge to possibly be a threat to themselves or others. Roughly 200 firearms have been confiscated in the state since the law was enacted, according to Pinellas County Sheriff's Office spokesman Jason Schmittendorf. It's a fucking horrible name.
Yeah, that's...
Schmittendorf.
Jeez, yeah, all right, keep going. I don't want to think about it.
He also adds that about 30,000 rounds of ammunition have also been taken. Wait, but hold the 200 guns and 30,000 rounds... Y'all niggas wildin'. Okay, 200 guns, 30,000 rounds of ammunition. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Antifa was coming to get them. They're really scary. They were giving food to people in Texas after the flood.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You can't trust people that give away food. That's why in Florida you arrest them. That was a story.
Yes. And the first gun seizure under this new law occurred when Florida authorities confiscated an AR-15 from an Army veteran.
Woo! Woo!
Jared Smith's gun was seized when he refused to surrender it voluntarily, according to the Broward County Sheriff's Office. The officers also seized a .22 caliber rifle, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, a bump stock, and other weapon-related items. In addition to confiscating guns, the law also raised the age to buy a rifle to 21 and established a 3-day waiting period on gun purchases.
What the fuck?
Y'all literally wanted to lynch Obama because that nigga was going to take y'all's guns.
Wait, hold up. The motherfucker at the liquor store across the street.
Florida's the way to go, man.
Yeah, the fucking white libertarian motherfucker. Tell him this story the next time you're in there.
Oh, that's just funny to me. It's funny to me.
Oh, Jesus Lord, man. I'll tell you what.
Yes.
Yeah. What else is happening?
Everything.
Do we have white on white crime? It's Wednesday. We didn't plan on it. We planned on Alex Jones, and I forgot about white on white crime.
Do you want to do this one?
Oh, of course. You want me to do it?
Well, yeah, you have the voice. Like,
no,
what the
I
fuck?
Don't. I don't have a voice.
Really? I think that's what you do when you podcast. You use your voice.
No.
Okay.
I strategically sneeze until it sounds like words.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're in Pine Bluff in Arkansas. That's a fact-based fact. Mm. And we have a 69-year-old and a 65-year-old, a cisgender woman and a cisgender man. And they went down to the courthouse and got themselves hitched up real proper, like in the name of Jesus. Let me take a look at the archive chat space. Tally Loco said, I didn't realize it was a rap recording of you and thought you were rapping without moving your mouth. Antifa wizardry. That's right.
It's Antifa wizardry.
Goddamn
Antifa
right.
Is magic.
I'm a fucking black triloquist. Niggas know this about me. She had a disagreement with him and discharged a few rounds of liberty into him from her freedom stick. And so the Jefferson County jail records indicate Mrs. Patricia Hill, and she was booked for murder on Saturday and is being held without bond. The records do not indicate if she is represented by an attorney who could speak on her behalf. The sheriff's is MAG short for magistrate?
I believe so.
Okay, so the sheriff's magistrate, Lafayette Woods Jr., says that Patricia Hill is accused of fatally shooting her husband, Frank Hill. That is way too close to Hank Hill, I'll tell you what.
Propane and propane accessories.
I wonder if that's what she shot him over.
She shot... Maybe. You know what? Maybe. If you spell propane a little differently, it could have had been propane and propane accessories.
Patricia Hill waived her rights and agreed to speak with investigators. Lafayette Woods indicated that in a news release. She said that she and her husband had never had any physical altercations, but that they had a disagreement over propanography or ponography. A disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they be like the liberals talking about Nazis and have some nuance about it? She just had to just fucking pull out the fucking Liberty releaser. This is a quote. Mrs. Hill stated that she disagreed with her husband's purchase of video pornography via the television guide, which she... That's pretty old school. That's damn near VHSing.
Nigga, he was like 68 years old, 69 years old.
Yeah, he couldn't figure out that he kept going to probably kept going to .edu. It's like, what the fuck is .gov? What, I can't.
Probably kept trying to find ex-hamster and ended up just finding like live videos of actual hamsters.
Yeah, or just like, what is this, Pet Shop Boys? What is, gerbils? What is that there? I'm just trying to find, my friend at work said, Chi-Chi's Negra. I'm just trying to find Chi-Chi's Negra. I'm just uh-huh. looking for nalgas, I think. I'm trying to find them. So I like mocking dead white men. Magistrate Lafayette Woods Jr. wrote in a statement, Mrs. Hill stated that she entered the shed and... All right, the
he
shed.
He watches porn in the shed.
Old school. God damn. entered the shed and asked her husband to leave, but he refused. That's when Patricia Hill allegedly retrieved a .22 caliber pistol, she kept it polite, and shot her husband in the leg and head. Apparently she's a Lil Wayne fan.
You know.
Arm, leg, leg, arm, head. This is funny. Authorities say that Frank Hill was pronounced dizzed at the sizzine. Quote from their neighbor James Pierce on the news outlet KATV. She's the last person I thought would ever do something like this. I'm really quite shocked this happened because she was a really wonderful lady. End quote from James Pierce. Pierce also called Patricia Hill a spiritual woman who taught Sunday school and was always willing to help out. When people were gone, she'd go and pick up their mail for them and stuff like that. She was a very trustworthy person.
Yeah, as long as you don't watch porn.
I like that that's what it ends on. As long as you don't purchase porn through the TV guide.
I didn't even know you could do that.
No!
What?
How the fuck did... He was looking really hard in all the wrong places.
So yeah, I mean, you know, porn, it's lethal.
Yeah.
Porn really is a public health crisis, people.
And I'll give you a trigger warning for a lot of stuff on this program, but I will not give you a trigger warning to let you know that Tasty was found guilty. The one that they portray as ugly on Orange is the New Black, she was released early, but then went right into the custody of ICE. Of course, Piper got out because Piper is the person that made the show. And, what the fuck else? Daya is probably still gonna have a drug problem and stayed in there. They never had the big fight at the kickball game. And the two women in there that killed their little sister and got in there, they stabbed each other up. And so they're never going to get to the snitch that snitched
Frida.
On them. Yeah, they're never going to get to Frida. I'll do trigger warnings. I will not do spoiler alerts until everybody is down with trigger warnings. I hope you saw the rest of the season before hearing that.
Wait, did you want to see more white people saying funny things?
Oh, shit. You want me to... What? Why? Why? Why is this man so white? Why is he that white? Hold on. Let's take a look here. Let me put that up to the camera so that folks can understand what I'm dealing with. The belt buckle, the flag. The folks that are listening to the podcast audio, you got to check out the YouTube or the Facebooks videos. The Facebooks videos are typically linked up in the show deal. We also put them up. We don't put them behind the paywall, but they are on the Patreon. Just hopefully folks go there and say, hey, I could give them $1 a month. I'm telling you, 2,000 you motherfuckers give $1. We'll be quitting some jobs around here.
Yeah.
All right, so this very, very white man, Republican candidate said, gay sex kills more people than smoking. Especially secondhand gay sex. That's the worst one.
That's the worst one.
Yeah.
That one sneaks up on you.
Yeah, where you're just kind of in the room and you get a little gay sex on you. Like, yo, that's kind of all right. I think I just got deconversion therapied. The only Republican candidate for a Missouri House seat said that homosexuality kills more people than smoking. It has been revealed. His name is Hardy Billington. God damn. This may be the white man of the week. Hardy Billington, a 65-year-old individual, is likely to be elected to represent Poplar Bluff. Wait, Poplar Bluff. P-O-P-L-A-R. Why is that a word?
Because it's a tray.
It's a tray?
Tree.
A tree?
Mm-hmm.
Poplar?
Yeah, poplar.
Is it a cool looking tree?
It's like an oak tree, maple tree, that kind of tree.
Say word.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's going to represent Poplar Bluff in the state house as the as the city sits in Butler County. Why is every word in this funny? It's all Hardy Billington, Poplar Bluff, Butler County, where around 80% of the residents voted for Trumpel-Stiltskin 2 years back. His uncontested nomination is hardly the only anti-gay candidacy in November's elections. This is coming off of pinknews.co.uk. And with Republican Donald McBath running to be an elected judge in Florida, despite having said, quote, gay people have a mental illness and face eternal damnation, end quote. But not hetero folks that have premarital sextrifying.
That's different.
No, you get shot in the shed a couple years later trying to watch your pornography films. And in March, it was revealed that Erica Harold, a former Miss McMurica winner, who is the Republican nominee for Illinois Attorney General, allegedly said she'd rather give a baby to child abusers than a same-sex couple. That is fucking ridiculous.
By the way, we covered her because she was crying black woman tears about how racist her party was. And I was like, but you opted to be a Republican.
Oh, she's black.
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking coon.
Yep.
Would rather place a baby to child abusers than a same-sex couple.
Yep.
Fucking no comment. So Hardy Billington has now joined the ranks, as it has emerged that the 65-year-old individual published two adverts in the city's local newspaper in support of anti-gay policies. And in 2012, he bought a space in, quote, not quote, but the name of this outlet is actually called Daily American Republic.
Ooh.
And this ad space was to publicize his support for a law to ban teachers from talking about homosexuality in public schools, similar to Section 28 in the UK. And this is actually the advertisement right here. It says support Bill 2051 by calling your state senator or local representative. And then the full text is, study after study reveals that homosexual, you know, fuck the full text. We know what homophobes say. They claim all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Instead of focusing on the specifics of the anti-gay bill, however, he wrote about how homosexuality was dangerous for people's health. Billington said that study after study reveals that homosexuality, whether male or female, can take anywhere from 10, 20 to 30 years off someone's lifespan. Really?
Now, is that because they're gay or because people like this exist who are happy to shoot gay people in the face?
This guy really needs to get caught watching pornography.
Seriously. In the shed.
Really? No. Who's that motherfucker? He has a real hardcore name. Michael Savage.
Oh.
Not a very young lad.
No.
Been around for a while. RuPaul Charles. Just a little under 300 years old, as that feller likes to say sometimes.
Yes.
Really? No old gay people? Who's that motherfucker? Leslie? The nigga that be on Will and Grace and shit?
Yeah.
The little short nigga?
Yeah.
Not a spring chicken,
no.
If you will.
No.
Are you fucking shitting me? Shit, my biological father, nigga had AIDS in the 80s. And was still kicking around, what, 2015?
Yep, 2016.
2016.
Probably nigga, still around.
Maybe. That is super nigga for real. I think he might be like the second runaway slave. I shit you not. Because I'm pretty sure the first runaway slave is the motherfucker that we think is Sasquatch. Everybody, and that's the thing. Every time he sees white people, he runs. That's why they can't catch him, nigga. Fucking, this article continues off peaknews.co.uk. Quote, here's a behavior that's killing people 2 to 3 times the rate of smoking, yet nobody seems to care. In fact, we are encouraging and affirming individuals into the gay lifestyle, end quote. Ah, yes, the gay lifestyle.
Yeah. Brunch, bitch. Live for it.
That's not what they do. You know, stop acting like you don't know the gay lifestyle.
What?
Where they fucking, like, they buy tigers and walk them down the street with no leash. The gay lifestyle.
The gay lifestyle is actually something that is dictated to us by Antifa corporate headquarters.
That's right.
They are the ones who made the gay agenda.
Gay lifestyle. They have lots of guns.
Lots of guns.
They shoot Nazis.
Yes.
They kill cops.
Yes.
You know, I think I'm going to be gay.
Should be gay.
Yeah. Shoot Nazis and
totally.
Kill them.
Tangentially. I know you like crack jokes about me because I'm always watching Food Network, but they had one of those cake shows where they're making wedding cakes. Yo, they made a dope-ass cake for two gay niggas from Texas who met hunting. And that is their thing. They go hunting. So they made like this like camouflage duck hunting cake. It was amazing.
That's right.
Yes.
It ain't gay. It's just duck calling. That's all.
Indeed it was. Yeah, man.
Just Daffy ducking. That's all.
No.
Yeah, man. No. That's right. That's right. That's Daffy and Donald done found each other and they had themselves a good old time.
They did.
Neither of them wears pants anyway. Just easy access, feller. Easy access. excuse me. He continues saying words about things because he's allowed to. If you truly love someone, you would steer them away from self-destructive behaviors rather than towards them, shouldn't you? Homosexuals need our tough love, not blind love, the kind of love that is going to love them no matter what they say and do. End quote. We must extend... No, not end quote. He keeps saying shit. We must extend that helping hand and say, I think you're worth saving. Let's work on it together. That's the end quote.
How the fuck are you supposed to... What are you working on? Like, stop being gay? Like, what the fuck are you working on?
It's weird, like, so like... Why? Always with the hetero men just thinking about gay and penises all the time. Even when there's nothing gay at all, hetero men are still thinking about penises, right? Like, take noted woman beater Nas, Nasir Jones, and the woman he was with, Carmen, and she told him straight up, like before Jay-Z put the record out, she told him that she was cheating on him with Jay-Z, and she said in an interview with XXL magazine, the first thing that he asked was, "Is his bigger than mine?" Just immediately, he's like, the woman that I have sex with and have a child with is talking to me about penis. Let me think about the penis. Is it veiny? How veiny is it? Are they like we talking about like straight veins, like a highway road, or kind of are they kind of like the trail to grandma's house in the woods? Do they kind of go this way that? Well, exactly. What are we talking about here? Circumcised? Is he J-cum-sized?
Wow.
All right. Let me take a look here at the archive chat space. Yes, ma'am.
You didn't read the last paragraph of the thing.
Oh, why? Why? There's more.
No, because it's actually good. Greg Razor, an openly gay Kansas City Democrat who sits in the state house, says what might take years off people's lives are young people growing up in communities where they hear this type of rhetoric spouted from people of authority. Those teenagers then commit suicide. That's how years come off your life when you're gay.
Okay. Barney Frank. Is Barney Frank gay?
I thought so.
Yeah.
It'd be really awkward if he's not.
Yeah, that thing's like older than Bernie Sanders. Let me look up that nigga's age. Barney Frank is not a youth, all right? I don't think he was ever young when I come to think. Is Kevin Spacey young?
Kevin Spacey is not young.
Noted rapist, right? If I remember right.
Attempted rapist, I think.
Attempted rapist.
Yeah.
You know what? But every rapist is a serial rapist. That's just the one we know about.
Right.
He was born in 19 motherfuck 40.
Well.
So run it up 60 years and that's 2000. Add on 10 more years to 2010. That's fucking 70. And then, and then 8 years on top of that, 70 fuck eight.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like smoking.
It's like smoking.
Yeah.
Which also, you know how lung cancer is not a leading cause of death in America or anything?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's not.
No, man, it's the gay lifestyle.
It is the gay life. The gay lifestyle is actually what causes lung cancer, fact.
Look at how unhealthy Raymond looks. It's terrible.
People should not be allowed to just fucking be that attractive and exist. Like, what the fuck, man?
Raymond, that's a good looking fucking cat, man. Let's see. Okay, archived chat space. What are folks talking about in there? Tally Loco, hashtag be less Florida.
Yes, that's the motto.
Hey, maybe if I make it a t-shirt on Teespring, Teespring will spell it right. I still haven't gotten them to fucking fix the spelling on rapists make great fertilizer. Yeah, they still have double T's on my shiz.
Ugh.
What the hell else is going on?
Oh, Ving Rhames?
is hanging in there?
He is hanging in there. Got arrested for breaking into his own house.
Yeah, that's what niggers do.
Yes. Let's see. During an interview with the Clay Kane Show, Rames revealed a police officer pointed a gun at him as he stood on the doorstep of his home in Santa Monica, California. The confession came after Kane asked the Mission Impossible... The Mission Impossible star about his experiences with racism. I'm sure you hear about all reports of black men being attacked by police. Rames was asked, you're a big star, but how does racism show yourself in your life? Rames' answer proves, despite his stardom, he still deals with the reality of being a black man in America. This actually happened this year. This is a quote from Ving Rhames. I'm in my home. It's around 2:15 p.m. in the afternoon. I have a screen door and then I have a wooden door. I'm in my house. I'm in a pair of basketball shorts only. Wait. So, somebody thought he was breaking it. Like, niggas, no shirt, no shoes, no socks, just fucking shorts. That's how you go around.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta think, like, they got them tough African feet and they run faster without shoes.
Right, yeah, okay.
Yeah, can't catch them.
So I'm in a pair of basketball shorts only. I have two, and I'm holding two English bulldog puppies. When I rob houses, I also carry puppies. What the fuck? All right.
Because you want to, like, because you see those memes that go around where it's like, where you want people to have fun in your thread. So it's like you break into someone's house, but instead of stealing things, you inconvenience them. What's more inconvenient than, like, puppy poop on your carpet?
Okay,
so
sure,
you walk in,
let
the puppies poop and leave.
Sure, that's what he was doing. Okay.
Breaking into the house by picking the lock with his key. Uh-huh. That's what Negroes do.
And then I hear a noise in my backyard, and I'm thinking it's the puppies running around, and then I get a knock on my front door. He says when he opened the door, he was staring down the barrel of a gun. Okay, so he didn't even ask. He just fucking pulled out the gun first. The man with a gun pointed at him was a police officer and was supported by several other officers, the chief of police, and a police dog. I open the door and there's this red dot pointed at my face from a 9mm, said Rames. They said, put your hands up, literally. I just walked and opened up the door and then they just said, open the front screen door and pulled the gun on me. They say, do it with one hand, so then I have to do it with one hand. My other hand is up and then I'm outside. That Rames then says the chief of police recognized him and ordered the officers to stand down. So if this, they didn't know who this nigga was. If the police just didn't know who Ving Rhames was, he would be a fucking hashtag right now.
Yeah, and that would have been his light skin privilege.
Yes, most definitely. He said the officers then revealed a neighbor called 911, telling the operator, quote, a large black man had broken into a home. Because you know how you have your keys and you unlock your door when you break into a home, right? Yeah,
like that. That's somebody that saw his sex scene in Baby Boy and got mad and said, "I can't carry a woman around like that."
Shit.
And then fuck, cause like they're his neighbor, they know who the fuck he is,
right? And then apparently because he did get a little celebrity privilege here, Rames said he and the police chief then went to the house of the person who made the call.
Ooh.
And the person denied doing so.
You gotta kill some white people.
You gotta kill a lot of people.
Yeah.
Rames says he know he was lucky, but the situation made him worry about his son. My problem is, and I said this to them, what if it was my son and he had a video game remote or something and you thought it was a gun? Rames isn't the first public figure to have a frightening run with police. In May, NBA star Sterling Brown was seen brutalized by police in a parking lot, and the officer then joked about the incident on Facebook. Yeah, and then what, Dre got arrested, what, like last year or 2 years ago in his fucking driveway because some white man called the cops on him?
Real, because they didn't know that they lived by Dr. Dre all those fucking years.
Right.
Get the fuck out of here, fucking liars. All right. Yeah, Phoenix Kalita controls the show notes.
Yes, I have more stories. I just don't know how many you want to do until,
Oh, next break?
Yeah.
Do another one, then break?
We can.
Another cool. one, then have break. Stories. Thug life.
Thug life. All right, so I want to do this one in particular because the way they're like fucking framing it. So the headline says, woman shot and killed estranged husband in driveway. Here's the actual story. A 38-year-old Selma woman is behind bars after police say she shot and killed her estranged husband in front of their home Tuesday morning. Selma police officers were dispatched at 8:30 a.m. to the home on Church Street, said Selma Police Chief Spencer Collier. Once on the scene, they found 44-year-old Carl Oman Dixon unresponsive in the front yard, and he was pronounced dead on the scene. Investigators took Jacqueline Dixon into custody at the scene and said Jacqueline Dixon had shot her husband with a small-caliber handgun, but she claimed the victim had charged at her in an aggressive manner. Collier and Dallas County District Attorney Michael Jackson said Jacqueline, said Jacqueline Dixon had a protection order from abuse against her husband. So the guy has a history of abusing her. Hmm. She has a fucking protection order.
Huh.
He charges at her. Uh-huh. She shoots him in self-defense. And they were like, we actually think we should arrest you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking broads.
Jacqueline Dixon made a request for a protective order in 2016, according to court records, claiming Dixon had punched her in the face and called her curse words. She said he had done it multiple times, but always come back. A judge issued the temporary order against Carl Omar Dixon and awarded temporary custody of the couple's young children to Jacqueline. Jackson said that the couple had domestic issues in the past, so the district attorney knows that there was domestic issues there. Okay. He said that Tuesday's argument possibly started after Carl Omar Dixon found a condom at his wife's house that did not belong to him, and he thought she was cheating. Which also, I would like to point out, they were estranged, they were not living together. I don't know how you cheat on a nigga you're not actually in a relationship with, but okay.
Why was he in the house?
He wasn't in the house, he was in the driveway. Well, I guess he had to be in the house to see the guy, I don't know.
Oh, so right. Mr. just let himself the fuck in.
Right. So investigators presented their findings to the... But then also, okay, wait. So he thought she was cheating and he already has a history of being violent with her. What the fuck did you think was going to happen? He was just going to be like, well, live your best life. Right? Like, obviously, he fucking came at her. Like, this is ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
Investigators presented their findings to the district attorney's office and a murder domestic violence warrant was issued for Jacqueline Dixon. Some of police officers booked her into the Dallas County Jail, where bond was set at $100,000. Collier said Omar Dixon's death marks the seventh homicide in Selma this year. Domestic violence is a crime that knows no racial, geographic, or socioeconomic economic boundary. It affects all segments of society. She was the victim of the domestic violence, though. What the fuck? Collier said the case will ultimately be presented to a Dallas County grand jury for review. It's pretty clear that the judicial system worked in this situation because the protection from abuse order was in place. I'm not sure which judge handled the matter, but I applaud him for doing his job. However, the order is simply a piece of paper if the complainant does not seek its enforcement. Regardless, it's a sad case, and the Selma PD joins in praying for both families.
Both families.
Both families. Also, I guess I should point out she's black, so I think we know what's going to happen here.
Oh, fuck. Yep. She's going to get locked in the rape cage. It's over.
Yep.
It's in the can. All right.
So, yeah.
Fucking winecellarmedia.com. Phoenix Kalita deliberately timed that to end right at the end of that instrumental.
I'm good like that.
And so, quick break time. With this break time, there will be a clip from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez when she was on the mainstream media that just found out she existed, even though in the beginning, I think Joanne Reed actually said some shit against her way back in the beginning and then just forgot she said it. Jimmy Dore's always digging up this shit.
Yeah.
That's his thing. And but yeah, there's a clip of her talking about why she's running. And then we hear Fallon Matthews' birthday rap about Nazi punching.
Yes.
And bring back for a little more wine cellar. Everybody's having a good time.
William said he won't attend my wedding unless I crip walk into my reception.
My father passed away when I was a teenager. My mother cleaned homes and drove school buses. And, you know, when my family was on the brink of foreclosure in 2008, my father passed away during the financial crisis. And that's why I started waitressing and bartending so that she could keep her home. And so I understand the pain of working class Americans because I have experienced the pain and I have experienced the urgency of this economic moment. And that is, you know, why I bring that urgency to this fight, because it is what we need as a nation. It's what working families need as a nation.
How old are you?
I'm 28 years old.
And how do you get from that story to thinking, I'm going to run and I think I can win? I want to know where that comes from inside you, especially for women who struggle to know their value.
Yeah, I think 2016 was an amazing year it wasn't an amazing year nationally, but it was a year of awakening for a lot of individuals. I found myself at the end of 2016 at Standing Rock. I found myself in Flint, Michigan. And I just felt like, at this point, we have nothing to lose.
That's right.
We have nothing to lose. And even in a race that just seemed impossible, as it was even 3 months ago, even on long odds, that doesn't mean we shouldn't try.
Hey, NBC News viewers, thanks for checking out our YouTube channel. Subscribe by clicking on that button down here and click on any of the videos over here to watch the latest interviews, show highlights, and digital exclusives. Thanks for watching.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
Now if you gotta punch a Nazi in the shit and stop him with your fist, then ball it the fuck up and sock him in the lips. But why stop there when he hits the floor? Treat him like Busta Rhymes and give a little more. Then your liberal friends that try to tell you who's wrong tell you to debate the issue with some nuance. But debate these nuts is all I say. Peachy waiter, no mommy's way. Now a hotel, motel, the wine cellar's in the house. Tie a Nazi up with their own bootstraps and shove an inmate in their mouth. Now a hotel, motel, there's Pepe croaking on a log. I'm a science teacher that uses chainsaws when it's time to dissect a frog.
The news is a shit show these days, and we're here to give you a break from the white supremacist media bullshit by bringing you the shitty news so that you can feel less like shit, because you know the people discussing all the fucked up shit give a shit about you and the shitty situations you deal with every day. So shit, pour yourself a glass and settle in for Father Teresa's Wine Cellar.
I dig it. There's a lot of life happening right now. Like, we're literally, like, producing the independent podcast, like, and what the video is you watching us produce the audio, is what's happening there. And then, like, we're doing that independently here, while the neighbor upstairs is practicing on the trumpet, because they, they have a band, and, I don't know what type of records they do and whatnot. I just said records, and then I'm gonna go fucking in the shed
and watch and go watch some
pornography.
Watch a very explicit video about propane accessories.
Porn pain accessories. All right. That's why she didn't. She was like, this is not regular sexting.
Yeah, this is not regular. This is a propane. Just a little flogger, a little ball gag, you know.
The heel of her boot is not supposed to go there.
Or is it?
Yeah, man, and Fallon Loco in the archive chat space said, Joy Reid is always forgetting when she said or did trash.
Yes.
All right, and you have some charming stories.
Charming. Let's go with that. This one is actually good news. The Supreme Court has denied the Trump administration's request to halt the youth climate lawsuit. Are you familiar with that lawsuit?
No, youth climate lawsuit.
Yes, okay. A bunch of kids got together and they're suing the federal government for not doing enough about climate change.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. The Supreme Court Monday denied the Trump administration's plea to halt proceedings in a landmark lawsuit by young people seeking stronger federal action on climate change, while rejecting the government's request to stop the discovery process of obtaining evidence and depositions. The High Court nonetheless lodged criticisms of the case, which is known in lower courts as Juliana versus the United States. The breadth of the respondents' claims is striking, however, and the... Wow, what is this word? Justiceability?
Justiceability?
I think so.
Holy shit. Right? You see that? Where is it? Yeah, justiceability. Justiciability?
Justiciability?
Justiciability, yeah.
I'm not that smart.
I'm a bit of a word nerd.
Whatever, that word. And those claims present substantial grounds for difference of opinion, the justices wrote in on a Monday notice asking the district court for the District of Oregon, where the case is pending, to consider those facts. The Justice Department had turned to the Supreme Court earlier this month to halt discovery after both the Oregon court and San Francisco-based Ninth Circuit Court turned down their pleas to stop the case's progression. Yeah, if I was the federal government, I wouldn't want that case either.
No.
Administration attorneys sent their Supreme Court petition last month to retiring Justice Kennedy. He referred it to the full 9-justice court for a vote. Monday's order did not say how the justices voted, but a 5-justice majority is necessary for the kind of stay the administration wanted. The case was filed in 2015 by 21 child and young adult plaintiffs, represented by climate activist and scientist James Hansen. They argue that the federal government, led at the time by President Obama... needs to take stronger action against global warming. Federal officials have tried numerous steps to stop the case or the discovery process. This suit is an attempt to redirect federal environmental and energy policies through courts rather than the political process by asserting new and unsupported fundamental due process right to certain climate conditions. Yeah, I would like to think we have a right to certain climate conditions. Maybe.
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. Because we need more profit no matter what happens later.
No matter what happens. We'll all die someday.
And so, wasn't the Paris Agreement enough? Jeez.
The Paris Agreement that we pulled out of?
The Paris Agreement that actual climate scientists said wasn't enough?
Yes. All right.
All right, Phoenix, you have several points of bad news.
I do. I have three.
Shit. Yeah. All right, fuck it. Let's blow through them, man.
Swift. All right. Woman tells Minnesota Police Department she was raped, promptly gets arrested for prostitution. All right. Friday night, a 30-year-old woman said she was raped and then dumped out of a car near the Bellevue Shell Station. Holy just off the fuck. Interstate. Yeah. It starts kind of heavy.
Bellevue, what state is this?
This is Minnesota.
Okay.
Several calls came into the Minnesota Police Department about a white female walking in the middle of the road, attempting to flag people down. Police were searching for the lady when another call came in saying a lady matching that description was in the middle of the road on Macquarie Lane and was then crying and possibly intoxicated. While waiting for police, staff at the Shell station had come to the aid of the woman in distress and took her into the kitchen of the business where she fell asleep in a chair while waiting for police to arrive. Upon their arrival, she was slow to respond and had trouble maintaining consciousness and had slurred speech and was only initially able to advise she had been dumped out of a car. So they placed her under arrest for public intoxication.
They didn't check to see if she was fucking drugged, of course.
Like, okay, all right. Although they note in the document she had no smell of alcohol but was likely under the influence of an unknown drug. So they arrested her for public intoxication. Fantastic.
And the rapist is just out there.
Yeah, he's just out there.
Like, so I'm guessing no description of the car, license plate, nothing. That fucker's just out there.
He's just out there.
He said, what state is this?
Minnesota.
It's not like you didn't already have rapists out there, but this is one you kind of know of.
Yes.
That's just out there.
Yes. As time progressed at the scene, the woman ended up disclosing to field training officer Timothy Morgan she had been raped prior to being dumped out of the car. Morgan notes when he began to investigate her rape allegation, she admitted prior to the rape, she had agreed to perform certain sex acts with the man in exchange for money. A sex crimes detective responded to the scene. However, she was unable to provide him with further information due to having an unknown drug in her system, according to the report. By all reports, she was taken directly to booking without any testing of the drugs in her system, any rape kit done, or even knowing if she had been drugged by the man who raped her or if she took the drugs willingly. Officer Morgan then charged her with prostitution due to her admission during the rape disclosure. Hey. So, I don't know, it's a Hispanic male in a car. Is a raping women somewhere in Minnesota. Good luck with that. Yeah, so I just, you know, people be like, you know, these sex workers are poor exploited victims. And it's like, but this is how you treat a poor exploited victim? You don't do a rape test? Which you can only do that for so long, you know what I mean? Like, sperm cells die. You can't fucking test the sperm cells if they, you know.
Yeah, they don't fucking care.
No, they don't care. So obviously, this is how sex workers are treated. So she got raped, she got drugged, she got kicked out of a moving car. And you're like, what can we charge her with? So yeah, fuck y'all niggas.
Yep. Hashtag good cops. If you share that story, hashtag good cops.
Yes. Let's see. Oh, I guess we can talk about Illinois politicians too, right?
Yep. I'm like, as a resident, I'm fairly ignorant of what's going on politically where the funk I live. And I was getting up on it when I lived in Warrenville, which is easier because Warrenville is small.
Right.
And because the fucking mayor sends you a newsletter of his bullshit every month.
On very nice paper for a city that can't afford to not have hard water.
Yep. Yeah. And the paper got better and better when I moved here in 2016, the shit was like newspaper. By the time I left, it was like two steps below magazine.
Yeah. So Illinois State Representative Nick Sauer is being accused of an ex-girlfriend by posting nude photos of her on a fake Instagram account. Didn't we just cover a story about a nigga who was posting revenge porn of his ex-wife?
Yes.
That was also Minnesota. Minnesota, what the fuck are you doing lately?
Wait, the last story was Minnesota too?
Yeah, the cops arresting the sex worker? Yeah, it was Minnesota.
While Florida's taking guns away.
There was like a blood moon in something that's in a retrograde. Shit. I don't...
Got it. All right.
Fucking no. Okay, just... It's all gonna go back to normal soon.
Let's go back to Europe, man. Let's go home.
Please go. This gets even more interesting. All right, so apparently he is using her photos to catfish other men.
What?
He's using nude photos of an ex-girlfriend on a fake Instagram account to lure men into graphic discussions. Was my full voice, goddammit.
Oh, now that's your full voice. Look at those decibels.
The news outlet reported on Wednesday that Kate Kelly made the accusation with an official complaint filed within the Illinois office of the Legislative Inspector General. The complaint, which was obtained by Politico, says Sauer used the Instagram account to catfish other men using my privately shared naked photos. Nick would use this account to direct message men with my photos to engage in graphic conversations of a sexual nature. The men thought they were communicating with me, and Nick provided details of my private life to continue to engage them. Okay, so he's using his ex-girlfriend's nude photos to, like that one. Oh, we never covered that fucking gay porn story.
That is weird, man.
Well, that's like when you want to be gay, but you can't be gay because you're a Republican. So this is what you do.
Is it? I don't know. There's a lot happening. Because it seems like there's an insidious level of, like, I'm going to humiliate her? Like, he could be trying to get her harmed.
I mean, he could be, but you don't have to go into, like, that much graphic detail to, like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. Some shit I covered in super old school Wine Cellar was, like, ex-boyfriends and shit, like, posting things to Craigslist and whatnot.
Yes.
And saying, I want someone to come, like, I have a rape fantasy and posting pictures of them. And, like, one woman, this is why we have a trigger warning at the beginning of the program, one woman, somebody came to her house, broke the fuck in, tied her down, and raped her with a knife sharpener.
Yeah, I don't think this is like this. This sounds like he was talking to multiple men over several months. Like, sexting shit is what it sounds like.
What the fuck?
Yeah, she says, Kelly claimed in her complaint that a man she did not know said he'd been communicating with her for 4 months. So, yeah, that's like, if you're just having sex conversations for 4 months, I don't think that's a trying to get somebody to come over to rape her. That's like a you wanted to talk about gay sex with a man thing.
But if they think that he's a cis woman, then they're not saying like, oh, I want to take your foreskin and do some docking. Like, they're not...
Yeah, but you can go into explicit detail about giving them oral sex or something. Or shit, hetero people get into anal too.
Now, if I was a real serious journalist, I'd be trying to, because he's a public official, I'd try some Freedom of Information Act shit so I could actually see. I don't know what's going on here.
Because he said, according to her, he came to my house and confessed to catfishing men with my photos from 2 years ago. Said this happened with at least 8 men, but was unable to provide the names and begged that I let it go. Yeah.
Yeah, Tally Loco's right. Minnesota, be less Florida.
Yeah, Minnesota, fucking be less Florida, please.
And get rid of this guy. This should be the first one you send back to Europe. As a test.
Do we have to send him back? Because we can just
kill him.
Yeah.
Alright, well, let's get Antifa because they have guns now.
Okay, so that story was from yesterday. Apparently today he's resigning.
Alright.
Yes.
And he's gonna go be a manager at a Best Buy somewhere and meet a new girlfriend.
Ugh.
Hey, we're being realistic, fellas and folks and peoples and whatnot.
Gross.
Garody?
Yes.
and you have more stuff and things.
I do.
Father Teresa yells at me.
Soundboard, be quiet.
Show, this show is so black that Father Teresa makes me get a tan before I go on this show.
All right, what's happening?
I think this is my last one, unless you want to do more.
Oh, nah, yeah, you can last one it.
Okay. Iowa, man assaults woman after she refuses to give out phone number.
Who?
And that's what the fuck he looks like.
That thing that never happens. All right, and his name is Greg Langle, and I'm going to put his image up to the camera for the video viewers on the Facebooks and the... and the YouTube, where I later upload the chart. Yeah, all right, that should be decent. All yes. right. You have a good time there, Miss Ma'am, with your
Thank
story.
You. Yeah, just stop being a tease. Just tell men no. Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's safe.
Shit. Authorities in eastern Iowa have arrested a man that they say assaulted a woman after she reportedly refused to give out her phone number. Dubuque police said in a news release the attack happened around 7 p.m. on Sunday when 22-year-old Greg Langle approached the victim near Randall Place and tried to start a conversation with her. He asked the victim for her phone number, and when she refused to give it to him, he grabbed her. Police say the woman was able to pull away and kick Langle when he attempted to grab her again. He was gonna rape her. He was gonna rape her.
Yeah, this was definitely a, what's that little, this was a Brock Turner.
Yeah. Officers reviewed traffic cameras and saw a suspicious vehicle in the area, which was registered to Langle, police said. Langle also made, quote, limited admissions about the police interview and so far has been charged with assault. So yeah, that's going on. Just tell men no. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's working out well for folks. You know, and I'm pretty sure that's a big reason why the person I worked with Friday last week did not want to go to human resources about those fuckers.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, like, after the end of that workday, I come back here to this crib here,
right.
And she has to get back on that fucking bus thing with those fuckers and go back to that agency and then... back out, yeah, like where.
Well, yeah, also, but she has to get off the bus at some point.
Yeah,
and
that's
they get
the
off the bus with her.
Yeah,
and it's like, and from where you've described where she lives to where the bus is, it's not a quick trip. It's not like you can just sprint for a block and get inside and lock your door, kind of shit. Like you have to fucking take a bus, and then you have to get on a train, and then you probably have to take another bus,
and then do you sprint every day?
Right.
So like, unless like the fucking wine cellar was bringing in like fucking MSNBC numbers a month.
Yeah.
And then we could get a space and literally make a safe space for this person.
Yeah, like honestly, yeah. If we ever just came into millions, we would buy a big ass house and just be like, here, come live here. Just come
yeah.
live here.
You know. Just fucking help out, you know, we like making chicken. I don't know if you're into chicken, you'll want to live in the wine cellar house. We have a lot of fucking chicken a week here.
Do eat a lot of chicken? Because that's really the only protein we eat for the most part.
Yeah.
Well, you especially. But like half of my protein for the week is chicken. So yeah.
Yeah, like fucking like once every like 3 months, I'll fucking have like some hamburgers.
Yeah.
Where I actually sit down and make them and put the sauce on them and whatnot and cut an onion and do that whole business. Steak is a treat.
Yeah.
I haven't had turkey in a clip.
Yeah.
It's been a motherfucker. You have different shit, though. You be having the kielbasa and all that business.
I haven't had that in a long time. I've been doing more fish lately.
Fish? Oh, yeah. You got fish in there right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long does that shit take for you to grill the fish?
Only a couple minutes.
Yeah, swift and fast.
Yeah.
Yep, and I'm learning how to use the grill. Like, basically, Phoenix Kalita is teaching me to grill all over again. And not only that, but she's teaching me with a bigger grill. And she said, use more lighter fluid. And I was like, what do you mean? And she just, like, fucking, like, squeezed it like it was fucking ketchup. Just, And that flame shot up so fast, nigga. That shit scared me, nigga. I can't be grilling with Phoenix McColored Woman. But, yeah, man, if the wine cellar makes enough to fucking house folks, let's be realistic. House trans and cis women.
Yeah.
Not bringing... My bad, cis men.
Fuck them niggas.
Like, you're the ones doing the killing. And, yeah, man, we're fucking... lace niggas up. But remember, you have to like chicken.
You have to like chicken.
Yeah, and fucking everybody can contribute, you know, fucking help with these litter boxes, nigga.
Yeah.
You know? Litter boxes and shit and lawn, and yeah, we got it, man. And I'll go to work and bust my ass on overtime and we'll fucking live. All right, that's it. Yeah. The Social Justice Wine Cellar House.
I like it.
Yeah. And yeah, could we be our own Antifa chapter?
We could be our own Antifa chapter.
Hell no, Alex Jones would get us killed, nigga. You tripping. Shit. That motherfucker that you had the football thing with that has multiple InfoWars shirts.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That man.
You think he's not doing Antifa target practice right now?
I am quite certain he is.
And you think he doesn't have friends and family who he shares his info with?
He has children that he's indoctrinating.
White
male children.
That play football now.
Yeah.
At the elementary school stage.
Whew.
All right, yeah, that's paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. That's always part of the show description. And patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Telling you, if everybody, because I look at the download stats, if everybody that we downloaded this program was one doll hair a month,
right.
First you could quit your gig.
Yeah.
And then some more folks come on, because then you'd be
time to do shit. Yeah,
yeah, you could do a gang of shit that could bring more folks in. And then I get the fuck out of the factory where we had a meeting about too many injuries. And then I show up to the safety committee meeting to an empty room. And then I'm thinking like, oh, I'm just early. All right. Yeah, I'm first one here. And then I'm like, huh, it's been about 10 minutes and no the fuck body's here. And some cat that was in the safety committee walked in and he was like, I wondered why you were coming in here. We don't have a safety committee meeting anymore. And the safety manager quit.
All right, then.
Fantastic.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, so there will be no more injuries because there's no more safety committee. That's how multinational corporations work.
That is how multinational corporations work.
And we have a cat crawling across the wine cellar. Cat, what are you doing?
I like the fact that Amazon is now, because you know how random ads just pop up?
Yeah.
It's for BDSM gear from Amazon.
Stop listening. You better give some to the Patreon, Amazon. You didn't actually hear that episode, you fuckers. What's in the BDSM bag? All right, we're getting the frack out of here.
Yes.
Have a good one. Oh, damn, wait a second. Okay, I clicked stop on the wrong thing. There.